Learn from yesterday, benefit from yesterday, but don't live in yesterday.
Dr. Tony Evans says our failures aren't the final word on our future unless we allow them to be.
Because God has a tomorrow for you that yesterday will keep you from getting to.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of the Urban Alternative. God has promised us a life filled with purpose and the power to carry it out. Today, Dr. Evans explains how we can see that promise fulfilled, even if we've been stuck where we are for a long time. Let's join him.
Everyone here wants to be successful. You want to make sure that your life is not wasted. You want your life to matter and to be meaningful. The problem is the definition of success. Many people define success as having a lot of money. Other people define success as becoming very prominent, having a big name. Other people define success as holding a high position. But we know a lot of miserable people with money. We know people who are in positions, but they're not necessarily nice to be around. And being prominent only can last for a minute. Things change. No, success runs deeper than that. I want you to know God is not against success. He can't be against success because he says it twice here in Joshua chapter 1. At the end of verse 7, he says, so that you may have success wherever you go. At the end of chapter 1, verse 8, he says, and then you will have success. So success must not be a bad word if God is offering it. The issue is, what does it mean to be successful? As you'll see over the next few moments, success has to do with completing the reason why you were born and born again. Success has to do with living out your ordained reason for being. It's being what you were put here to be and doing what you were put here to do. I don't care how much money you die with, how many people know your name when you die, or what post you hold when you die. If you never got around to why you were here, you were just a successful failure. No, success is arriving at a prescribed destination. Because in this context, it's time for Israel to go into the promised land, the place God had designed for them. Success was reaching their ordained destination, not simply being here. Success had to do with arriving at the place God had them to. I want to ask you a question today. I want to know, are you headed toward where God wants you to be, or are you just here? Because whether you arrive at your destination that God has ordained for you will determine whether you are successful. And so I want to take these first 9 verses and give you 4 principles that come from these 4 verses about the rules for ruling your world. There are 4 principles here I want you to get if you want to start taking charge of your life and not having it taken charge by everything and everyone else. Rule number 1, leave the past behind. Rule number 1, leave the past behind. Verse 1 of Joshua 1. Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord told Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, cross this Jordan, you and all the people. Guess what? Moses is gone. Moses is gone. Moses is dead. So you get up and keep going. Moses was a great man. He had a great impact. He had a great track record, but Moses is not here. So Joshua, don't you sit around thinking about Moses. You get up, he says, arise, and you go to where I want you to go. Moses is gone. Some of us can't get to our destination because we're still too tied to Moses. Moses was critical, but he was yesterday. Moses is now gone. If you're going to move forward, you're going to have to let yesterday go. Why does he tell him that Moses is dead? He's telling him that Moses is dead because he wants him to get up and keep going and not stay stuck with Moses. Now, he needed Moses when Moses was alive. Moses was a key figure, a key mentor, a key model for his life. But Joshua, Moses is not here. Many of us are tethered to yesterday. We are tied to yesterday. Learn from yesterday, benefit from yesterday, but don't live in yesterday. Why is your rearview mirror important? For backing up. When you back out of your parking space, you need that rearview mirror, because guess what? You're going backwards. You looking back because you're going back. If you're staring in that rearview mirror for an extended period of time, I can tell you which way you're going, backwards. And if you're in reverse, you're not moving forward. Now, when you're going somewhere, you peek at the rearview mirror, see what's beside you, or mainly what's behind you, but you don't live in the rearview mirror. Why? Because there's a much big piece of glass called the windshield. Why? Because where you're going is supposed to be a lot bigger than where you've been. You're not supposed to be stuck in the rearview mirror, although you need to look in the rearview mirror to see what you're coming from and what you're leaving behind. Because there's some things you need to remember, because you need to learn from, but they don't make the windshield the size of the rearview mirror and vice versa, because they're not to be given the same clout. Moses, my servant, is dead, Joshua. You get up and you keep going. Some of us need to have a funeral over yesterday. We need to get a casket, and if you have to buy a literal one, do it, and put all the stuff of yesterday in it and bury that bad boy. And if you can't forget it, then once a year on Memorial Day, go visit it and take it some flowers. Have a Memorial Day, go visit it, take it and say, yeah, I remember you. Yeah, you were with me a long time, and I'm sorry to see you go, but you're buried now. Here's some flowers to let you know I remembered you. And then go on with your life. If Satan can keep you looking back, he can keep you from moving forward. First principle is leave yesterday behind. Second principle is seize your spiritual inheritance. Look at the end of verse 2. Cross the Jordan, you and the people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you, just as I have spoken to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and as far as the great sea toward the setting of the sun, will be your territory. Watch this now. He says, I have already marked out your inheritance. I've already marked out where you're supposed to go. From this river to that river, from this border to that border, that's yours. I have something that's an inheritance for you. Let me explain something. Everything you're supposed to have has already been given you. Ephesians 1 verse 3. For God has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Everything God has designed for you, he's already given you. Wait a minute. He tells Joshua, I have already given the land to you and this people, but he hadn't been to the land yet. How can you give me something that I've never been to? Because God gives you what he intends for you before you get to it. You have a spiritual inheritance that involves history. I'm not talking about heaven right now. There is a heavenly inheritance that we have that we're going to be rewarded for at the judgment seat of Christ based on our service to God. But that's not what I'm talking about. You say, but he talked about crossing the Jordan. And when we sing songs about crossing the Jordan, we're talking about heaven. Well, maybe we're talking about heaven, but that's not what we should be talking about. Because he says, when you cross the Jordan, Hittites are there. Other passages tell us Amorites were there, Canaanites were there, Jebusites were there. In other words, when they crossed the Jordan, they were going to run into enemies. You don't run into any enemies in heaven. In glory, there will not be Hittites, Canaanites, Amorites, and Jebusites. He's not talking about heaven. He's talking about earth. He's saying, I've got an inheritance in history. That which I have placed in store for you that fulfills my purpose for your life and your reason for being. I have already established that. And watch this. I have already given it to you. That leads to point number three. Point number three is focus on God and not people. Focus on God and not people. Verse 5, no man, somebody say no man. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I've been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Why? Because there are going to be people in the land who are not going to like that you showed up. Hittites, Jebusites, and Canaanites are going to be ticked off because they're going to say, this is our land. They're not going to like it that you say, God told me this is our land. How many of us have been stopped from pursuing God's purpose because of people? People, bad people, evil people, mean people. But they were bigger than you. They were more powerful than you. They had more money than you. No man is going to be able to stand before you, to overcome you, to resist you all the days of my life. Now, one, that means you're going to have human opposition. Satan's not going to go away. But nobody will be successful because I am going to go before you and I'm going to open the door. People on their best day are people. I don't care who they are. They're people. God on his worst day is God. But because we treat God like people and people like God, we don't see God being God, and we think people are more than people. When Israel was going in Numbers, he said, now, don't worry about the size of the people. He says, because they look like giants compared to y'all. Y'all look like little people. Don't worry about the size, he says, because I've already given you the land. Go take it. They went in and spied out the land and came back and said, but the people are too big. He said, those are giants in the land. We can't take the land. God said, no, you know, you don't understand. I have already given you the land. All they're doing is taking up space till you arrive.
But people aren't the only obstacle standing between us and where God is taking us. More on that when Dr. Evans returns in a moment. Stay with us.
The Bible, from beginning to end, passage by passage, thoroughly explained in plain language by one of America's top theologians. That's what you get in the brand new Tony Evans Commentary. It's loaded with a lifetime of insights and illustrations that'll help you dig up every nugget of spiritual truth and put those new understandings to work. Whether you're a brand new believer or an experienced Bible teacher, you'll want to have this powerful new resource close by every time you study God's Word. The Tony Evans Commentary, available now at TonyEvans.org.
The Tony Evans Commentary and the companion Tony Evans Study Bible are the result of over 10 years of intense study, producing thousands of relevant, up-to-date notes in one of only a few products of its kind written by a contemporary author. And they make great Christmas gifts for the people you care about, so request yours today. Also, what you're hearing today is part of a brand new CD compilation called The Best of Tony Evans 2019. It contains 10 of Tony's most requested lessons of the past year, covering the biblical antidotes for worry and anxiety, how to stop blocking the miracles God is waiting to give you, how to hold on to the assurance that the Lord really cares, and more. Along with it, you'll get 10 additional full-length bonus messages you can download. Right now, we're making this giant collection available as our gift when you help support Tony's ministry with a year-end contribution. We really need your help right now overcoming a summer shortfall, and your donation today can be doubled thanks to a generous donor who made a challenge grant of $230,000. So please help us continue bringing you Tony's teaching in the new year. Make the arrangements today by visiting TonyEvans.org or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222. Team members are standing by to help you day and night. Again, the number 1-800-800-3222. Right now, Dr. Evans is back with more of today's message. Let's join him.
When we were in the school board said we couldn't meet in the school anymore. They were going to take a vote. We had two guys who were against us meeting in the school, separation of church and state and all that. And so they were resisting, and that made the vote like 5-4 against us. But they were going to have this final vote. We prayed. We had some of the congregation pray because we didn't have a ways to go. That was before this facility became available. We drove down there and we were with the powers that be, the school board, with the powers that be, and we knew there were more against us than for us. We sat out there almost an hour and a half waiting for them to come and tell us what the decision is. After an hour and a half, they came out there and told us, they said, look, the two of the main people who are against you haven't made the meeting yet. We can't wait any longer. So we went ahead and voted, and we voted 4-3 in favor of you standing. Oh, it gets gooder. Because when the vote was over, the two people came rushing in. Because there was an accident on the highway that blocked them getting to the meeting in order to take the vote. God knows how to handle people if he can get you to walk on the property. He can handle people. He says, what I want you to do is I want you to focus on my size, not people's size. Now, I don't want you to be disrespectful of people. I don't want you to be dishonoring to people. I don't want you to act like people don't matter because I use people. I just don't want you to be intimidated by people. Don't let the Hittites and Canaanites and Amorites and Jebusites make you think they're more than people. If you ever get that, see, it changes your intimidation factor. So some boss that says, well, I don't like you, not because you're not doing your work. I just don't like you because you're a Christian. I don't like you because I don't like you. Okay. And I'm going to fire you. What he's trying to do is intimidate you. He's trying to rule your world. He's trying to keep you up at night. He's trying to make you nervous. He's acting like a man. But men don't get the final say, Joshua. I make the final say. And when you understand that, it changes your confidence level, it changes your peace level, because now you know that human beings no longer, while human beings have a word, they just don't get to have the last word. He says, don't be intimidated by the people who are going to illegitimately try to keep you from realizing your inheritance. Ride on, King Jesus. No man shall hinder thee. In other words, when you walk on the land, I'm going to be in front of you. I'm going to be clearing out the brush. And see, that's when you have a testimony. When you've seen human people try to block God's purposes. And then you see God rule and overrule and enable you to rule your world. First thing, stop being tethered to yesterday. Learn from it, deal with it, but keep moving. Secondly, he says to him that you've got to seize what God has promised. Third thing, focus on God, not people. Finally, stay restricted to God's word. He says in verse 7, only be strong and courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left so that you may have success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous and then you will have success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And the wherever was what God had provided. Now watch this now. He said, don't be tethered to the past, but be tethered to my word. Joshua is a military leader. So Joshua is in the strategy and how you handle the enemy and all that. That's Joshua. He says, Joshua, now I'm going to tell you how to take this territory. And this could be a little problem for you. Because some of the ways I'm going to tell you to deal with it and some of the ways you used to deal with it won't be the same way. Because you're going to want to lean to your own understanding. Don't go left or right. Stay within the boundaries of my instruction. If you want to be prosperous and successful, stay within the boundaries of my, because Joshua, my ways are not your ways. And my thoughts are not your thoughts. As high as the heaven is above the earth, Joshua, we are not alike. So you need to consult me. Because Joshua, I'm going to tell you to do some things that are downright weird. You can never predict how God's going to do something. You know how Isaac got his wife Rebecca? Because she fed some camels some water. I've never heard of a strategy of finding a mate by seeing if they're going to feed camels water. It says, but because Rebecca fed the camels water, the servant from Abraham's house knew that Rebecca was supposed to be Isaac's wife. Who ever heard of a get to know you strategy tied to feeding the camels water? But that was the prescribed method in that case. That's the only case like that I'm aware of in the Bible. I've never seen anybody else choose a mate based on feeding camel water, because God has a million ways to hit a bullseye. He can hit a bullseye with a crooked stick. He can get to his destination a myriad of different ways. So he is the unfigure-outable God. How God's going to fix this, tweak this, work this out, turn this inside out, upside down, how he's going to make this work when this square peg won't fit in this round hole, how he's going to turn this job situation around and fix this economics, I don't have the slightest idea. Don't call me up. Don't ask for me. Don't email me. Don't ask me how God's going to work it out, because I don't have the slightest idea. What I do know is if he tells you to cross the Jordan, you better start walking across the Jordan and let him work it out. He won't work it out till he sees you moving. And the reason why a lot of us are not seeing God overrule man is we're waiting for him to overrule man, and he's waiting for us to move. And he's saying, when you move, I'll start overruling. Because you've got to be walking by faith, not wishing by faith. Got to move. So he says, stay tethered to my word. He says, don't turn left or right. You know when you're driving down the highway, you're in a lane, right? There are two other lanes if it's a three-lane road. There's a lane to the left, there's a lane to the right. Don't start swerving. You're in an accident waiting to happen. He says, my word gives you a lane. Stay in that lane based on the written word and then affirmed by the work of the Spirit in terms of specific application. Stay in that lane. And if you stay in that lane and are careful to do everything I tell you to do in that lane, I will make your way prosperous. I will carry you to your destination. I will get you where you need to go.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking to us today about four important rules for ruling our world. He has an important thought to leave with you as well, and he'll be back with that in just a moment. First, though, don't forget, today's message is part of his new compilation, The Best of Tony Evans 2019. As I mentioned earlier, this giant collection is available for a limited time as our gift when you help support Tony's ministry with a generous year-end contribution. You'll get the first 10 lessons on CD and digital downloads of the rest. Contact us right away so your contribution can be doubled by that challenge grant I told you about earlier. Just visit TonyEvans.org today to get the details and make the arrangements. Or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222. Staff members are standing by to help you day and night. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. When you're stuck in one of life's low points, it's common for us to wonder if God is really watching out for us. Well, deep inside, we know the answer, but some added assurance never hurts. And Dr. Evans will have that for us tomorrow. Right now, though, he's back with a closing thought.
Today's lesson was aimed at people who are already Christians, folks who have had their sins forgiven and their eternal destiny changed because they've come to Jesus Christ in faith and dedicated their lives to Him. Now, I realize that may not be part of your experience. Maybe it's something you don't even completely understand. Or it could be a step you're ready to take, but you just don't know how. Either way, let me suggest the next step. I want you to visit my website, TonyEvans.org, and I want you to click on the link that says Jesus. You'll find a video that explains the whole process and some free follow-up resources that I know will help you. Don't let another day go by without checking them out.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.